Would you love me for my head? Would you love me through the winter? Would you love me till I'm dead? Oh, if you would and you could, come blow your horn on high. I never felt magic crazy as this. I never saw moons, knew the meaning of the sea. I never held emotion in the palm of my hand. I felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree. But now you're here, bright in my northern sky.
Say the pink moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. The pink moon, then I get you all. And it's a pink moon, yeah, the pink moon. Pink,
interested in radio, but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
SpongeBob, you're wasting me precious carbon dioxide. I'm pumping it into the atmosphere, boy. Thanks to global warming, the temperature will soon go through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open me latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool.
The endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable. Big business does it again.
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy.
If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not connected to the device. This phantom load can be avoided by unplugging electronics and chargers after use. A more convenient option is to hook electronics up to a power bar, which can be switched off after use.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
Whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop loungecore.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds big, and we're making it like him. Now we're riding the rainbow to Clownsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Clownsville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're gonna have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Hello, you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. On the show tonight, 10 o'clock, Teapot Hill, playing live in our fancy lounge. Should be wonderful. So stick around for that show. That's in an hour's time. Until then, I'm going to be spinning some tracks from coast to coast. Let's start off somewhere in Calgary. This is Jane Vane and The Dark Matter from the album Give Us Your Hands. This is Amphop, I think that's how you pronounce it, on CITR.
Provided an opportunity to discuss and
That was Jane Vane and The Dark Matter from an album that came out a while ago. Give Us Your Hands. They are from Calgary, Alberta. Okay, so I am usually going to... This is the point where I talk about Shindig. Shindig is CITR music competition. So we got 27 bands or solo artists, blah, 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 blah. And they play for prizes and for fun and fame and fortune, maybe. Next week, it is three new bands. This happens every Tuesday night at the Railway Club. Starts at 9 o'clock, goes till midnight. The three bands next week is Fistful of Snacks, The Radii, and Tassels. So those are the three acts that's playing next week. This past week, it was a really, really fun show, and a band called Sleuth won the night. It was really close. Everyone had a great time, I'm sure. But Sleuth move on to the next round. They are the first to get into the second bracket, so-called. So whoever wins this Tuesday night at the Railway Club, which is on Seymour and Dunsmuir, move on to play Sleuth. So I'm going to play for you a couple songs from these acts, starting off with Fistful of Snacks. This is a song called Curse of the Pibloco King. Here we go on CITR.ca. Thank you.
those days of darkness with the stars as a witness. Pimlocto will reign over the people of the north. By the time of the return of the sun from its journey, though none could themselves recall, they had all been possessed by the
Fistful of Snacks, which is an act that's going to be playing first next Tuesday night at the Railway Club as part of Shindig 2011. I am going to play for you now a second band who is going to be playing at Shindig next week. Unfortunately, the recording, they don't let you have any sort of studio type recording. The Shindig submission was something that's off like a cassette on the floor. So this is something that sounds a bit better, maybe not. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. It's someone with a camera and recorded it at a show, I believe, at the Biltmore. So this is a band called the Radii. It's going to be a bit rough. It's definitely not mixed down or anything like that. So I'll give it a little go. If it gets too crazy, we might tone it down a bit. So well, at least it'll give you a taste of what they sound like. This is the Radii on CITR, a live, rough recording.
And if the bread is stale, the bread makes the sandwich. You can put anything in good bread and it tastes good. It's not about the meat. The meat's over.
It's the thing with the meat on both sides, and we're just like the bacon in the meat.
Mick needs his own microphone. He's got a lot of good input here.
You're not hearing this, but he just said we should be the bacon in the sandwich, not the meat.
I think you
we
heard what you wanted to hear, which was about bacon.
It's true.
It's bacon!
Who has bacon? I wish I had bacon. Song because I didn't have a phone for a real long time.
I wrote it about landlines because it would have been even easier back then.
It's called 5 9.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
We got one more song for you.
That was The Radii as live back in, I don't know when it was. I saw the show, but it was at the Biltmore. So they're going to be playing Tuesday night at Shindig as the second band in the battle of the bands competition that CITR does once a year for the last 20 odd years. I am now going to play for you the last band that is going to be playing this Tuesday night at Shindig. It should be a interesting show. This is Tassels and a song called What I Said. And Tassels will be playing last Tuesday night at the Railway Club.
We'll be right back.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
That was Safety Show, brand new album, song called Dry Spell, Safety Show, local band. Good people, we'll try to get them on the show at some point. I will tell you what else I played before that, some Tassels, which is a band that's playing next Tuesday night at Shindig, solo act, Sean Orr. What I Said is the name of the song. I am now going to actually tell you about what's happening in about half an hour. In a half an hour's time, Teapot Hill will be playing live in studio for you. It's a five-piece. Good people. Should be fantastic. Stick around for that action. Until then, more music. I'm going to put on a record. Night Prison. Night Prison studio recording. It's Jesse Taylor, his little, well, his, I wouldn't say little, it's a nice space, recorded a bunch of artists. He put out a compilation album featuring many of the bands that he has recorded and some that he hasn't, but it's a nice compilation of 16 songs, and it's out on the nice LP. I am going to play a couple songs from this compilation for you, probably some Twin Crystals and some Tight Solid. So here we go. This is Twin Crystals, which is Jesse's band, on CITR.
Oh, for the glory of God. Restore sight to this eye. Let the spirit and the power of God come upon her. Restore perfect vision to this eye, Lord. She sees some out of it, but she wants to see better. For the glory of God, grant it tonight. And all the people said, I believe, say I believe. And now, I'm going to put my handkerchief over her eye. Now that's the one she's been blind out of. But I'm going to do something else. I'm going to change this handkerchief over to this eye. That's the one she's been seeing out of it. When I do, she's going to see everything with this eye. In the name of Jesus, it is done.
Heavy Chains from the album A Very Real Hell. Crying Demons is the name of the song. Accidentally typed Crying Demons. Put an N on that. Before that, some Shimmering Pinks. Night Dancer is the name of the album. Chemical Peel, both of them are new. And before that, a couple tracks from the Night Prison compilation that just came out. One from Twin Crystals and one from Tight Solid. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. On the show tonight, Teapot Hill playing live in studio. They are setting up right now. Stick around for them. Should be on around 10 o'clock. And I actually haven't seen them play before, so it should be fun. Should be interesting. So stick around for that. Long story short, I think you've been reading a lot of the local papers. Mint Records, 20th anniversary, big supporter of local music. And the origin of Mint started out sort of through CITR. Bill and Randy met at the station and put on a label, blah, 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 blah. There's a new book that's coming, well, that came out, I guess, this week, if not today, about the Mint Records anniversary. And I know the station here has been playing a lot of Mint tracks. So why not? You know, I might as well come in and join the rush. Going to play two of the older albums from Mint's catalog. One is a two-piece from Winnipeg. called Dual Tank from the album The Cons and the Pros. They Rod Slaughter, one of the main guys in Dual Tank, continued to go on, and he's in New Valero now. I don't know if that band's still going. Actually, I haven't heard much from him, so I don't know what his deal is. And I'm going to play for you also some Operation Makeout, an old Shindig band as well. They the first version of Operation Makeout finished third place, I believe, back in Shindig 2000, I believe. They have run through a little bit of changes since that Shindig. Jesse Gander joined the band. I don't believe he was with that band when they played Shindig. And put out an album on Mint Records, no longer a band, but some of the members are still, Jesse Gander is still playing music, recording music as well, in bands like Ghost House and Previous Tenants, and Katie from Operation Makeout is in Safety Show, among other projects. So, without further ado, this is Dual Tank on CITR. Call Your Psy is the name of the song.
Empty my mind. Do I sound like I'm done with that? I'm just too close to the line. And the new world educates me to watch my sexes from the night. To call your side. Call your side. Call your side.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Let's go!
That was some Operation Makeout from the album First Base, song called Buckles and Sneers. T-Bart Hill is going to be playing live in our studio in about 8-10 minutes time when they're ready to go. Don't go anywhere. And before I forget, I am going to mention something else that's happening this weekend on Saturday at the Sue Shop. Collapsing Opposite, a friend of the show, played many, many times on this program. Album release party happening for the brand new album Real Moving, featuring them playing, I assume, with Brave Irene, Korean Gut, and Diaz. Sounds like a fantastic show. Please go to it. Should be a lot of fun. I actually don't have a band's copy of the album or any of the songs from the album. So I'm going to play for you some really, 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 really old Collapsing Opposites. Collapsing Opposites, Ryan's and McCormick's main project. He has many members throughout the years. I first came to know him via him playing in Shindig, his band, back in 2002, I believe, 2002, 2000, yeah, 2002. Same year that Black Rice played and My Project Blue and Kitsy's Days and many, many fine bands. Anyways, there was a bunch of albums. He put out a lot of self-recorded, et cetera, stuff. I don't actually have a copy of that album. I think I have it somewhere in my back room as part of the Shindig demos that we listened to. But on the internet, on his website, collapsingopposites.com, you can actually go and click on some of his discography. So there's an album called Demonstration. It says it came out in 2002, independent. There's a song called War and Slash or Peace. You can click on it, you download it, and I downloaded it. I am going to play for you. You can actually download the entire album for free. This first album that came out almost 10 years ago for free. He put it on the web, so I believe it's good to try. This is like old Collapsing Opposite, War and or Peace on CITR. I'm sure I remember the song, but I guess we'll find out.
Dostoevsky liked it with a dominatrix. Yes, he did, and if I suffer, I will learn. I guess that's how just this works these days. Next time, I won't support a dictator. They killed all of my family. Starvation don't feel redeeming, but I've learned to keep on smiling. Bombs are dropping, but the bunnies are hopping. Sunset on the Tigris, the innocence of a tourist. We'll spend all day in your hotel. I'll kiss your lips and your navel. We won't let it get to us, and we won't let it bother us. And there's no pain in. Like a
sunset on the Fraser, the elegance of a seedster, radio with no angst, we're always sure to give thanks, keep the party going on and on and on and on, and there's no gain and there's no pain, and there's no gain and there's no pain, and there's no gain.
New Testament.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilot, you remember Pilot from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunya!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you. We'll be right back.
And he helped me to dance today. He helped me to run today. All my life. Cause the waves are crashing, I'm in. The waves are crashing, I'm in. All my life. And he helped me to dance today. He helped me to run today. And what he teaches you to do is that he wants to do.
Actually, that was a bit of a restart, a second part of the remix of Oh No Yoko that I just played. I was playing for you some Oh No Yoko. They released an album called Paul Paul, and since then they've had people try to remix the album for them, and slowly but surely they're putting all the remixes on the internet. I started off playing a remix of the song Go Alien, and it was remixed by Teen Days. And after that, you heard like 5 seconds of the Jihai Billy remix. And before that, you heard some Muscles from the EP, Muscles EP. They were a band that used to be in Vancouver and no longer, but some of the members are everywhere. Jackie from the band Muscles is now